You must have a budget. You don't have all the money, so that's what you do. Why don't you go home to visit your family? There at home is my wife, two kids. One was born after I left home. Wow! Aren't you excited? It's a son, you know. You should go home and see him. I say, yes, I don't have a godfather. Somebody to give me the money, the airfare. You earn 4 months' salary. Everything goes into buying one airfare to go back and come. Today, the same doctor can fly 4 times of 1 month's salary. Those days, 4 months' salary fly 1 time. Cannot. So you don't. Homesick, never mind. Just grin and bear it and do your work. Study hard. It's very cold in Belfast, I told you. My room is a small room, 10 by 12. Know how big? This platform can contain 3 of my rooms. Yeah? You have a bed, a table, and that's it. You study. You're there to study, better study. At night, so cold, not even any heating at all. No heating whatsoever. Only stone walls and stone floor. What do you do to keep warm? I ask you, what do you do? My method, I run on the spot. Run and run and run until I'm warm inside. Internal heating. Then you feel better, right? Ah, my friends, these things are sent to try us. To tell us, no home on earth is perfect. Neither is it perfect forever. You can have an ideal home, newly married, now got the first kid, so happy. Home is almost complete and so wonderful to see children grow up. Those of you young parents with children grow up and see them quiet, grow up. Very nice. Ideal home. Happy home. I pray all of you who have children, nurture them, bring them up in the fear and knowledge of the Lord Jesus, and live and do the things you want to do, you ought to do, God helping you, do it while you can. Because homes are never happy for long. No matter how perfect, or no matter how godly you are, yes, be godly. Nurture your children in the love of God. Do that. Do your best and God will bless. But despite all these things, no home on earth is forever. Sooner or later, something will happen. Sooner or later, children grow up, go away, get married. Eventually leaving 2 old parents, 1 old couple. And those who make big houses extend. Why? More children extend bigger. Oh. In no time, rooms only left, no children. And old couple. Home is never perfect for long. So, with that, we passed the days. 26 months, never saw my wife, you know. 26 months. Can you tahan? But you have to. As I said, you are there for a purpose. Home, sorry, is like that. She looks after 2 children in Singapore and there I am in Belfast. So home is never forever. I want to remind all of us here, while you have home, which is happy, thank God. Every day, thank God. Now, that's what we do every day now. Morning, say, good morning. You're still here, good. You never know when is the last day, you know. So I say, adopt the same attitude every day. Father, mother with children, never assume that every day will be the same forever and ever. It will not be the same. The peace will be shattered. Sickness or parting will come. And the great thing is, one day, death will come. These things are part of this life. And therefore, on earth, no permanent happy home. That is for sure. So we all must change our thinking, our planning, our projection, our planning for the future. Do not plan for the future on this earth, but up there. Oh yes. Our only happy home is up where God has prepared the place for us. Listen to what the Lord Jesus says. Let not your heart be troubled. When you think of changes coming to your home after tonight's sermon, you say, well, you told us all the bad things, all the bad news in New Year time. Tell us all the unhappy things. No, I'm telling you with reality. Real things that must happen. Let not your heart be troubled because of this sermon. Let not your heart be troubled because you think or you know or something's happened in a family. Those things are to be expected on this earth. You cannot avoid them. Let not the heart be troubled, Jesus says. Focus your eyes on above. In my Father's house is where you will be. That's where your home will be, not here. Here is only a day's journey or a night's overnighting. Yes. You're a traveler. You found a hotel, a room. That's good. Rest for the night. Next morning you move. That kind of happening is natural. It's normal. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Jesus says to you, believe in me. I'm telling you home truths. Things that will happen, things that must happen for your good. For we were made not to dwell on earth forever in this sinful and sin-cursed world. If we have to live on earth forever, how sad it is, how gloomy in the outlook it will be. Can you imagine? You grow old until you're 100 and you still live on for another 1,000 years. That is the awful thing to do. In my Father's house are many mansions. That is where the real home is. Home is not here. We are just a passing through. This is hotel. Overnight. Then we are off. In my Father's house are the many mansions. That is the real home for you and me. I go to prepare a place for you. He speaks to all of you who have put your trust in Him. Dear friends, anyone who has not yet put the trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, consider it tonight. Yes. If you have come to church so many years, that's fine. But that is not the question I asked you. I asked you, have you put your trust in the Lord Jesus? The one who says to you, let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go and prepare, I'll come and take you there. Do you put your trust in that wonderful Savior altogether? To know that Jesus, He came to earth to open a way for me to go to that better land. A land where there will be no sickness, no sorrow, no parting, no pain, no death. Why? How can it be? Jesus has conquered death for us. And this is the one great fact of our gospel, is that Jesus alone went that way, through the death, through the grave, rose for you, for me. And He says, follow me. Up there I prepare a place where when you come there, there will be a wonderful home life. You can never, never grow tired of. It can never be spoiled. No parting. Absolutely no parting. No tears. Turn to Revelation 21. This is a place we are going to, and this is the home which will be forever. Revelation 21. And I saw a new heaven and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. There's no more sea.
And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, "Behold, the dwelling place of God is with men." Ah, wonderful. You hear that? The voice from heaven speaks to you. Are you listening? Oh, my friends, believing in Jesus has far more than just sins forgiven and everlasting life. But here it is. Believing in Jesus has its rewards. Something you can never grow tired of. It says, the tabernacle of God is with you, with men. The tabernacle, translated, the dwelling place, translated, the home. The home that God has prepared is for you, for me. And He will dwell with them. Oh, how wonderful. The Lord Jesus will dwell with us. The one who we have not seen, yet we love. The one who rose for us, to whom we owe all our life debt, and we want to say, "Thank you, Lord." On that day, you can say thank you. Today, you cannot say it personally. But on that day, He will dwell with you, and you will dwell with Him. This is what it says. The dwelling place of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. Verse 4. And God will wipe away all tears from their eyes. Those afternoons in Okang that my brother and I used to spend afternoons sobbing away for parents. Those tears you shed when mother passed away. Those tears you shed when your loved ones passed away. Did you not shed tears? Of course. Tears is part of this life. You cannot avoid it. But they have their place. They have their value. When you are reduced to tears, you know there is no future on earth that is happy forever. None at all. Yes, you can prepare, plan, project, happiness for yourself, a good dwelling place on earth. Do your best. Nothing wrong with that. Do your best. But have a second plan. Plan A is good. Plan B is better. Plan B for heaven. Remember, heaven is where you are going to be forever and ever. And that's where God is waiting for you. He's preparing the place. Make sure you have a plan B ready. Plan B is here. Verse 4. God shall wipe away all tears from your eyes. Today you have tears. In that day we have no more tears but cheers. All the time. Happy. All the time. Praising God. Every day. Thanking God. For the Lamb that was slain for you and for me. To make it a reality. That we can arrive at that place. The home of God's people. Longing for that home today is the best thing you can do. Do you long for that home? Read on. God will wipe away all tears from your eyes. There shall be no more death. How wonderful. No more need for doctors. Today we rely so much on doctors and hospitals. In heaven, no hospitals. Definitely no Choa Chu Kang. Yeah. No mortuaries. No death houses. No more. Because death will not be in the vocabulary of heaven. No more. For God has conquered and overcome and expelled death out of heaven. And there you will be. Neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. And he said, he that sat upon the throne said to me, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said unto me, "Write, these words are true and faithful." Dear friends, any of you have any shadow of doubt? Doubt not. Here is the Creator, your Maker, telling you. He is your Redeemer, the one who came for you, who loved you and died for you. And he says from heaven,
There will be no pain, no tears, no parting, no sickness, forever and ever, and you will dwell with me, I will dwell with you. Verse 6, and he said to me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega. I began history, I created you, I started the world going, and I'm the one who will bring it to a close. It will come to an end. This earth does not, will not, and definitely shall not go on forever, business as usual. It will not be. Please understand, it will not be. Yes. Because here is the Creator speaking. He is the Alpha and Omega, the one who began it, the one who ends it. There is a beginning and an ending, and He is in charge, not you. You're not in charge. I'm not in charge. We were sent into this world without our consent or knowledge. We are put here. One day we'll be taken out to face the judgment. How are you? And the judge says, I am the Alpha and Omega. I'm the beginning and the ending. I have done all things and I prepared this for you because you have believed by faith. When you heard the gospel, you said yes. Oh, dear friends, thank God. Thank God that the Holy Spirit helped you to recognize the Savior and to say yes to Him. Say, Lord, I need you. Tonight, if there is anyone who has not put his faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, now is the time. Because if you refuse, having heard the gospel and knowingly reject the gospel, there is only one end to it. You will be left to yourself, and the end is very sad. Do not, because it is everlasting destruction and punishment and without end, perdition. Verse 6. It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is the first of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcomes shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, he shall be my son. Oh, my friends, no greater relationship, no better relationship. When we get there, you will realize it today. See it before it happens in reality. You are a child of God, a son of God. And He takes you into the family, and He'll care for you, and He will dwell with you and you with Him in everlasting happiness, free from all earth pains and earth ills. No more anymore. Never again to be sick or to feel suffer any pain. Verse 8. I close with this warning. The Word of God says, these words are merciful words to inform and to warn. Never say, God never told me. Never say that. God tells you now. Listen. The fearful, unbelieving, abominable, hateful, murderers, whoremongers, people who live on sex, make business out of sex, sorcerers who make business out of occult things, devilish things, idolaters who worship idols, all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Oh, dear friends, Jesus has saved us from death, first and second. May you come, therefore, to Him. David says, one thing have I desired. I leave this with you as your closing verse. David the king, everything on earth he had, says, one thing have I desired of the Lord, which I will seek after, just one thing, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord. This is something we cannot imagine today, because these are things invisible yet today. But by faith, you see, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Make this your wish, your prayer, your greatest ambition, that you may dwell in the house of the Lord to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire at his temple. Amen. Let us pray. If there is anyone here who has not put his full trust in the Lord, follow me as I pray. In your heart, pray that prayer. Our Heavenly Father, I thank Thee for the revelation of the truth out of Thy Holy Word, that we have heard the voice out of heaven who says, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who began it all and who ends it all for us, that He has prepared that wonderful place, that we, believing and trusting in Him, should not perish, but have that everlasting life, and one day we'll be gathered together with Him in that heavenly place, the dwelling place of God. And there, God will be our Father, we shall be His sons, and He will wipe away all tears. There'll be no more crying or sorrow or sadness or pain or sickness or death, but only everlasting, unending joy of the Lord. May this be our assurance to everyone present here tonight, that we'll put our full trust in the Lord Jesus Christ this night and forevermore. Amen.